are you?
My name's Fat Mike. I play in many punk bands, some of which you may have heard of, NoFX and Me First and the Gimme Gimmes.
Fat Mike, welcome to Warped Tour 2006.
Okay.
I wanted to ask you right off the bat about this picture. Could you explain to the people about this amazing picture we have of NoFX? What is going on here?
Well, we're funny. We're some funny fucking dudes, you know? And we dressed up like an emo band because there's a lot of emo Christian bands on this tour. So we made fun of them.
Now, which particular band are you making fun of? Who were you thinking of when you took this photo?
You know, there's so many idiotic emo screamo bands that it's just all of them. I mean, there's really no one particular. From first to last, they were on the Warped Tour for a couple weeks, and they left. They couldn't take it.
What particular things did you do for this photo? How hard was it to recreate this photo? And what is in this photo? I know it's just like a sidekick there. What are the little things?
We got a backdrop. We got a backdrop at a camera store. We got wigs. We combed everything forward because that's what the kids do nowadays. They comb their hair forward, which is weird already. I have some eye makeup on there. El Jefe has eye makeup. We all have eye makeup, and we wear tight shirts. And that's it.
Has anybody come looking for this look? Like, come to the Warped Tour and been disappointed that you did not look this way?
I don't know. I really don't know. I haven't paid attention, and I've been hanging out with Joan Jett mostly.
Fat Mike, on this particular Warped
Tour... Can I close this now?
Yes, you can. Fat Mike, on this particular Warped Tour, have you thrown any money to the crowd?
No money yet.
When did you do that? What was the circumstances regarding that? You threw money at a Warped Tour crowd once.
It was about 8 years ago in Houston, because the Warped Tour was in an indoor, some kind of an arena where they sell cows. I don't know what it was. It sounded really bad, and I felt guilty. We were actually watching Bad Religion play, and I couldn't understand any song they were playing, and they were my favorite band. So we decided to give all the money we got paid, which is $5,000 in cash, in singles. We threw it out to the crowd.
How hard was it to get the singles, like to get $5,000 in cash of ones?
We had to send someone to the bank, but we got them. We gave them away. And, you know, I think the security guards got most of them. That was a problem.
Fat Mike, on this particular Warped Tour as well, there's a Vagrant stage that has a batting cage. What's going on there? Major League Baseball and Warped Tour.
I don't know. I'm not too worried about the baseball as much as the Christian bands on the Warped Tour. That's the thing that's really getting me down.
That's what I was wondering about. How many faith-based bands are there on this particular Warped Tour? Because I understand there's a beef going on between Under Oath and NoFX.
Yeah, you could call it that. So actually, I've been pretty civil to them in person, but publicly, I'm trying to, you know, tear them a new one. What? I don't understand this. These people, this band Under Oath, believes that the world is 8 to 10,000 years old, and they don't believe in dinosaurs. Now, I don't understand that. How can you live in a society, a civilized society, and believe in these kind of fairy tales? So it really bothers me because, really, you know, the end of the world is... the world's in a real bad shape right now. It's because of religious people like them that look for answers in a book that was written 2,000 years ago.
I understand the crowd at Warped, Fat Mike, has been mad at you because you've been criticizing Under Oath. What does the crowd think of this?
I think the crowd is 95% on my side. There are Christians in the crowd, but I don't care if they don't like us. They have to grow up. They think like small little children, and they need to grow up. There's no Santa Claus. And the Bible is a big fairy tale.
Aside from Under Oath, have there been some other weird occurrences, like a Major League Baseball batting cage? Have there been, like, airplane flyovers? I heard, like, an airplane flew over with an Under Oath banner.
It happened for about 2 weeks straight. Under Oath had some small planes with a banner flying behind them. One day, there was just a banner flying by itself through the air. I don't know how they did that.
Had you ever heard of anything like this happening before, Fat Mike, on the Warped Tour? Airplane flyovers. Is this how corporate has got to? Airplane flyovers.
Well, it's not the Warped Tour. It's just the band Under Oath. You know, I think they're getting money from the church to help sell records, help praise Jesus. They praise Jesus on stage every day, and I find that highly offensive.
Fat Mike, I have a quote here from the alternative...
I won't quote the Christian thing, will I? No.
Fat Mike, I have
Jews,
a...
Jews, Christians, Muslims... They're all wrong.
Fat Mike, I have a quote here from Alternative Press, Less Than Jake, talking about you. It says, I plan on seeing NoFX every day. I would hate to miss Fat Mike forgetting bass lines and words. I'd feel left out.
Yeah. Well, we learned 82 songs before the Warped Tour, and you could only fit about 10 or 11 in a set, so we drastically change our set every day. And yeah, I forget words, and I forget lines, and that's how it is when you're an alcoholic on the Warped Tour.
This particular Warped Tour is pretty amazing. The Germs and Joan Jett. Could you explain a bit about this? Joan Jett text messages you, Fat Mike?
That's right. We text message. We eat Indian food together sometimes. We're buddies, which is very surreal. But Joan Jett is awesome.
And she produced the Germs. And haven't the Germs been playing Warped Tour?
Right.
What's that like? Could you describe what's going on there?
The Germs played a few shows. And the great thing about that is they were playing and me and Joan Jett were watching the Germs. And in Germs fashion, they were really bad. Joan Jett comes up to me and she goes, Mike, I have no idea what song they're playing, and I produced the album. And I didn't know what song they were playing either. That's how sloppy the Germs were, and that's why they were so great.
Are they going to do more gigs?
I hope not.
Fat Mike, continuing on here, I have another quote here from Alternative Press, and it's about why bands are tossed off the Warped Tour.
Well, First to Last got tossed off the Warped Tour because they were complaining about playing the side stage. They weren't playing main stage every day. So they made an ultimatum. We either get main stage every day or we're leaving. And Kevin Lyman said, leave.
How did they react to you guys wearing a First to Last t-shirt? Like, what sort of ribbing did you give to First to Last? How are NoFX possibly responsible for First to Last leaving?
I would make fun of them daily on stage. But I don't think they left because their feelings were hurt. I make fun of a lot of bands.
Fat Mike, it's in an Alternative Press that a band once got in a fist fight with Good Charlotte on a Warped Tour. Do you know who that might have been, a band getting in a fist fight with Good Charlotte?
It was the Vandals.
What happened there? And they got kicked off the Warped Tour as a result?
Well, I don't think they got kicked off. But what happened, I wasn't there, but I heard the story pretty from a reliable source. Good Charlotte parked next to the Vandals, and Joe, the bass player, was very drunk. For some reason, he was wearing fishnets and some eye makeup, and he ran onto Good Charlotte's bus and said, the words he said, I can repeat them, I guess. He goes, why you faggots got to park so close to us? And he was the one in fishnets and eye makeup, and I don't like to use that word, but that's what he said, and he got in a fight with Good Charlotte.
There was another instance, too. Have a lead...
You can cut that. I mean, I don't want to be on the air saying the F word. Let's just say he said, why do you queers have to park so close to us? He was offended that Good Charlotte was parked so close to his bus.
And the Vandals got the axe. Another band illusion here. Have your lead singer light his testicles on fire in front of cops. Do you know who might have done that?
Joan Jett's playing, dude. I can't concentrate. You see her? She's hot. That lady is hot.
47 years old.
Yes, and she looks great.
But no idea who lit their testicles on stage on fire.
No, I don't.
Fat Mike, you love the Warped Tour, but some of your bands, specifically the Lawrence Arms, don't like the Warped Tour because they say it's taking work away from them. What can you explain about that?
Lawrence Arms, probably just bitter because the Warped Tour is so fun. And I guess you got to take a stand against something, but I don't care how corporate people say the Warped Tour is. It's a fucking circus. And we're carnies because it's a roving carnival and crazy stuff happens every day and there's no rules, there's no headliners, and Kevin Lyman, he's got a black eye, stitches above his eye, because we had a backstage mosh pit the other night at a barbecue when we were playing Fear, and Kevin Lyman got punched in the eye, the owner of the Warped Tour. I mean, it's a crazy tour, and yeah, and it takes corporate sponsor money, but. Whatever, it's a good time.
But your band, your good friends, the Lawrence Arms said, they're mad because all the big bands, don't now tour on their own and have opening bands, and they could have had those slots. They're mad that their work is gone.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy talk. NoFX just took the Lawrence Arms out for a few weeks on the East Coast, so I don't know what they're talking about.
Fat Mike, might have punk voter worked.
Well, you know, it's punk to be against something big, so they're against the Warped Tour, that's fine.
Might have punk voter worked.
It did work.
That's what I was wondering. Did punk voter work? Like, might it have worked? I think it kind of did, didn't it?
It definitely worked. And actually, the youth vote was up more than any other group in the U.S. percentage-wise. And we lost the election, but, you know, so you lose sometimes. And they cheated anyway, like they did in 2000. But we definitely got a couple hundred thousand kids registered to vote and interested in politics. So
And you personally spent $500,000 or more of your own money. That is very commendable, Fat Mike.
Well, thanks. Yeah, we kind of got stuck with a big bill because we raised about $1 million for the John Kerry campaign. And next year, we ended up paying taxes on all that money. Me and my wife did, because we gave it to one side. So we didn't really think about it that way at the time. And yeah, we got stuck with a big bill. Big bill to the government.
Fat Mike, what is punk?
Punk is music. It's good music played by bad musicians who are either drunk or on drugs.
Fat Mike, I wanted to ask you about a magazine that you have something to do with called Punk Rock Confidential.
Oh, it's my magazine.
Yes, can you tell me about your magazine?
It's pure fluff. Pure punk rock fluff. It's the Us magazine for punk rockers.
That's what I was wondering about. It's called Punk Confidential. And can you get more punk than shirtless pictures of Simple Plan?
In China.
In China.
Yeah, well, they're at the wall. And, you know, Simple Plan, not what I would consider punk, but they did go to China. So it is news in the punk world.
Now, did you feel weird putting Simple Plan shirtless in Punk Confidential?
We actually had a meeting about whether or not we should include Simple Plan in our magazine. And it was close, but they got voted in.
Fat Mike, during the NHL draft...
And they were in reset, you know. It's not like they came out of nowhere.
Fat Mike, during the NHL draft a couple weeks ago, they played your music and Good Riddance over and over again.
We also have Lars Fredriksson sitting in front of the kick drum of Necros, you know, when he was 11. That's pretty good.
And in another issue, a picture of you and John Kerry.
That's right.
Which is the punkest thing ever.
See the suit I was wearing? I had my hair spiked. Skull in my tie.
I was just going to say, winding up here, Fat Mike, the NHL draft happened in Vancouver, and before every draftee, they played No Effects from the EA Sports game.
Really?
Yes, before every draftee for 3 hours, you and Good Riddance, and your name was on the screen, too, so it wasn't like, what is this? Did you know that that was happening? How did that happen?
I have no idea, but it certainly doesn't bother me.
Did you get any cashola for that? Did you know you were even on that game?
Not that I know of. Oh, I knew we were on a video game, but I didn't know we were there for the draft. And I like hockey. You know.
Speaking of...
No, it's no golf, but...
Fat Mike, another band that I was surprised you had beef with was La Tigra. Did you really have beef with La Tigra? Their song Decepticon is about you?
Yeah, it is. Well, the beef with them is we got Bikini Kill, a show with NOFX in Hawaii, and our crowd didn't like them. And after the show, I said, hey, good show. Sorry, you know, it's a rough crowd, but good job. And Kathleen Hanna was reading a magazine, and she looked up at me and then started reading again. And yeah, because of that, I felt she was a total rock star and an asshole. So yeah, there's a beef between us now.
She wrote a song about you, didn't you? A couple songs about you.
Yeah, well, I wrote a song about her called Kill Rock Stars. She's probably the biggest rock star I ever met as far as being totally not just rude and above everybody else.
Are there any other songs written about you, Fat Mike? Just lastly here, just curious. Any other songs about you or NOFX?
Not that I know of. I hope so.
How about your drummer, Smelly? I know nothing of your drummer, Smelly. I've never talked to him. What's your drummer, Smelly, all about?
He's been sober 14 years. Can't get much more boring than that.
Is he just like a golf guy? What is he into?
I don't know, tattoos. And, you know, not much.
And would you lastly say here that NOFX are the Michael Moore of punk?
I think that's a great analogy.
Well, thanks so much, Fat Mike. Anything else you want to add to the people out there in Radioland? Well, thanks so much, Fat Mike.
Damn, bet my bad reputation. That's pretty good.
Anything else you want to add to the people out there at all, Fat Mike?
Listen to this great Joan Jett song, Bad Reputation. This is great.
Fat Mike, why should people care about NOFX?
They shouldn't. We don't care about them.
Well, thanks much, Fat Mike. Keep on rocking in the free world and doot doodaloo doo.
Doot doot.
Hey, thank you.